Welcome to the Concordia Publishing House podcast, where we consider everything in the light of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm your host, Elizabeth Pittman. On this episode of the CPH podcast, we're joined by Debbie Larson. Debbie is the president of Lutheran Women in Mission, otherwise known as LWML. Debbie's going to chat with us about the mission of Lutheran Women in Mission, and we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming convention that's taking place next June. But before we start our conversation with Debbie, I'd like to thank our friends at the LCMS Foundation for their support of the podcast. How can your congregation turn significant financial gifts into a long-term funding source that blesses your church for generations to come? The LCMS Foundation was created to provide professional investment services to our LCMS churches, schools, and RSOs. They've helped hundreds of congregations create, manage, and grow endowments using investments tailored to each congregation's unique goals and financial needs. And now they'd like to help yours. Learn more at lcmsfoundation.org/podcast. Now on to our conversation with President Debbie Larson. Debbie, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's so nice to be here.
It's great to see you. You've got a big summer coming up, don't you?
We do.
Well, before we dive into the conversation about the LWML convention, for our listeners who may not know much about LWML, tell us a little bit about the organization, your history, why you love to do what you do.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, we are Lutheran Women in Mission. We have actually had that title. It's a doing business as for over 25 years. So we are officially incorporated as the Lutheran Women's Missionary League back in, I believe, a long time ago. but we are trying our best to get away from the acronym LWML, because those outside of the organization don't know what that is. We are Lutheran Women in Mission, and that kind of explains who we are and what we do. So we are an organization, 60,000 women strong across the United States, who simply want to serve the Lord with joy in their hearts. So that's what we do. And we do that by we equip women to serve through Bible study, through training events. We offer, but I think we're best known nationwide for the mission grants that we give, not only locally, but worldwide.
It's been fascinating to watch over the years the impact of those mission grants, because they have touched lives around the world. Are there a few that you've seen that really stick out in your memory as being unique or extra impactful?
I think they're all very impactful, because when someone realizes that there is a Lord that created them, that loves them, that died for them, rose again so that they are forgiven and they are part of his family for eternity, I think that there's nothing that is very impactful. And so I think as we give grants throughout the world, and you see it on a very large scale, when you realize that you may be giving a $100,000 grant to Tanzania for ministry work there, but what they do there is not on a large scale. It's one-on-one sharing Christ with one another. And that itself is just very impactful. And no, I don't think I have a favorite one. I do love the story of one of our ladies going over into the Orient, and just she was back, I mean, way back in the boondocks, and there was an LWML quilt. And when said she was with LWML, and I know I said I want to get away from that, but we also have to look at our history. They know what that is. They were so excited, because what they equate that with is Christ. Christ in Action. And so they knew we were from the Lutheran Church, and we were there because we loved them and Christ loved them. So
that's a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's neat to see. I mean, and that's stories like that, those impacts are multiplied hundreds of thousands of times over around the world. And it's neat to see even in the local districts here in the U.S. happening. You know, the same type of things are happening through the mission grants at the district level, correct?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. And there's hundreds of thousands of dollars at the district level alone, which are so... we have 40 districts throughout the nation where the LCMS has, is it 35?
35.
So we're the structure is a little bit different, but we're all interwoven.
No, it's neat to see the impact. How did you first get involved with LWML? I feel like I've known you as part of LWML forever, but obviously your involvement started somewhere.
I agree. I think it feels like forever. But it was not. I did not grow up in the LCMS. I grew up in a Lutheran church. When I got married, my husband was LCMS, and we just always went to church. And we had actually, I was involved in women's ministries in different areas, but I saw in the bulletin, church bulletin, a notice that they were looking for a news editor in North Dakota for the LWML. And so I thought that sounds really interesting, and I would love to do that. And that's how I got involved. So who knows how God's going to, sometimes it takes an invitation, but the Holy Spirit's going to work.
Sometimes it just takes a bulletin notice. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you are coming up on the completion of your second term as LWML president. So you'll be transitioning to whoever is newly elected at convention this summer. What have been some of the highlights of your time as president?
Okay. So I have one term of 4 years. So this is my second biennium.
I was thinking in terms of the 2 year conventions, and I totally.
Yeah. So it has been a very interesting 4 year term because, of course, we had COVID in the middle of this. But my highlights, my highlights are not maybe one event, but the fact that I got to speak to various groups and various organizations about Lutheran Women in Mission, sharing with them who we are, what we do, and inviting them to become a part of us. I receive on the average every single week 2 to 3 cards or notes of encouragement in the mail. People are still sending mail, and those notes of encouragement are a highlight for me. As you've got a lot going on every single day, and when I get that mail and I see that letter, I stop and I sit down. And I would say that 90% of them aren't just words of encouragement, but they can contain scripture passages. And so I take the time to stop and read that and take it to heart. And that is truly what gets you through each and every day. I love a highlight. I love watching God work in the hearts of his people. So there's been many events. For instance, the Lutheran Hour Ministries Tournament of Roses Parade that I got to sit on that float and watch the reaction of hundreds of thousands of people to the fact that we were a Christian float and Jesus was on board. It was such a positive experience and such a witness. So there's many, many events like that, but I think the highlights are the personal parts.
So As you talked about opening the mail and receiving that, what does a typical day in the life of a Lutheran Women in Mission president look like?
Okay. Well, I don't know what it was like for each of the other presidents. I wake. My husband has my coffee ready for me, which I appreciate.
That's very kind.
I start in prayer and devotion because I don't think you can make it through a day, whether you're the president or you're a Lutheran woman in mission just sitting in the pew, without that communication with our boss. So, yeah, I think that that's where I need to start each morning, and it's such a privilege to be able to do that. Then I respond to emails, and there are a lot of them. This time of year, I tend to be on the phone a lot, soothing board members, host committee, chairman, about anxieties or worries or things that they feel need to be done, and they want to just really do a really good job with the convention. I don't have a typical day. I think every day is an adventure.
Well, it keeps it interesting when every day is varied.
It is, and this week in particular is very exciting because mission grant voting is taking place right now around the country.
Well, that is exciting.
It's very exciting.
So that will be announced at convention, I presume?
That will be announced at convention. We have 45 mission grant proposals on the ballot, all of them very, very worthy missions. So we'll just see what God has in mind.
No, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
So we've mentioned it a couple of times, but the convention is happening in, well, less than a month now at this point, or just about a month. So it's coming very quickly.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the convention. It's the theme, what attendees can expect when they get there.
The theme is Celebrate the Lord of the Nations. And we always base our theme on a scripture verse. And the scripture verse is Psalm 33, verses 12 through 13. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. So that is our theme, and that's what we've based everything around as far as our programming. We always begin Thursday evening. This will be June 22nd in worship. And there will be right now, I think we're about 3,700 in attendance. So that's very exciting. And we always have many from the community also come to that opening worship service. We have servant events that will be happening in the Wisconsin Center, but also they do reach out into the community with those. Have our song leader is Dr. Dina Vendetti. She has done that for us in the past, and she always gets all those thousands of women and men excited during our convention sessions. Our Bible study leader is our own Kay Wolf. So very excited to have her do that. We have Mites in Action speakers, everything from they will be talking about a mission in Mongolia, LAMP, Lutheran Association of Missionaries and Pilots is one of our speakers, Phil's Friends, which is for cancer patients, and also we'll have someone speaking about Hmong ministry. So that's exciting. Our keynote speaker is Reverend Greg Seltz. So that's exciting also. So we've got so much going on.
There is going to be a lot going on. And I know our team here at CPH, we always enjoy coming to the convention because it is such a joy-filled atmosphere. And it's always neat to see everyone in their purple finery and the smiles and the encouragement that come. It's really a great way to
You
spend
will see
days.
It. Yeah, you will see a lot of purple.
So if you were talking to women today who have not been
involved with Lutheran Women in Mission. It's going to take a little getting used to.
I know. It really is.
It takes a little bit of training.
Also, Elizabeth, you just said CPH, and this is a CPH podcast. Everybody knows that's Concordia Publishing House, but there are outsiders that don't.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting how abbreviations and those acronyms can become so embedded in who we are.
They are.
But so if you're talking to, say, young women or women who have not typically been involved in a Lutheran Women in Mission, what would you say to them to encourage them to get involved?
I think that every woman needs a family where she feels like she can belong, that she's accepted for who she is, and that whatever, and that she is in the Word. So I think that through Lutheran Women in Mission, you can have a sense of belonging. And yes, we have groups that meet at 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and that, of course, many young women are working, many older women are working, and that is not a time for them. So we have programs that they can still be involved. They can still serve God in different ways. They can still be in the Word. And so I truly think it gives them a sense of belonging. And I think that's really important. There are so many secular groups that evolve around different interests. Our interest is sharing Christ with the world.
Well, it's a great reason to come together with other women.
It is.
To be in the Word and to help spread that word.
Yeah.
As you approach the conclusion of your term, what are your hopes and prayers for LWML as it moves into the future?
That's just a really good question.
I would imagine it's going to be a very bittersweet time for you, I'm sure.
I was just going to say that, because it is. This was an opportunity of a lifetime, and I am so blessed to be able to serve alongside all of these women. And our pastoral counselors across the nation. I see Lutheran Women in Mission as continuing to do exactly what they're doing now. But I'd like to see it evolve so that every woman feels like she can belong. And what is exciting for me for this convention is we have two presidential candidates, and they have been meeting on a regular basis, talking, so that preparing, asking questions, collaborating, and praying God's will be done. And so you don't see that in the political realm.
No, you don't. And I'm thinking just what a beautiful example that sets.
Oh, fabulous. I said only in this organization will they support each other, no matter who God chooses to lead the LWML in the next 4 years. So I just look at it. I look at our future as very bright, because Christ is our center. Christ is our focus. And every single person on the ballot knows that and wants that.
It shows throughout the whole personality and tenor of not only the convention, but the whole organization. So it's definitely a refreshing place to be. So we're excited to be there.
I haven't had the mission statement for Lutheran Women's Missionary League is, as Lutheran Women in Mission, we joyfully proclaim Christ, support missions, and equip women to honor God by serving others. And with that short sentence, we say it all.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you live it out every day and up through the work of the organization.
And when we're surrounded by his grace, right?
this is true. And thank goodness for that, because boy, do we need it. So as we start to wrap up, what closing thoughts do you want to leave with our listeners as they think about Lutheran Women in Mission and serving the church and being involved?
My theme for my term has been that we are his children. And I think that I want everyone to understand that through baptism, we truly are his children. And as we are held by his word, and I truly think when we are holding that Bible, when we are reading and ingesting his word, he's also holding us. And that's the H in the his. We are inspired by that to then share, learn more about him and his will for our lives, and also share that with others. And then the surrounded by his grace is the S. And that's simply that we mess up. And I think that so many people say, I can't do that, I'll mess up. Or I can't do that, I'm not equipped. That God surrounds us with his grace on a daily basis. And so I think that that's always know that no matter what you do in your life, he is holding you and inspiring you and encouraging you, and you are surrounded by his grace.
It's a beautiful word to end on. President Debbie, thank you for being with us today. I know I'm looking forward to seeing you in real life here in about a month.
I know. I can't believe it's a month away.
I know. I know. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Listeners, thanks for joining us today. President Debbie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Concordia Publishing House podcast. I pray that this time was valuable to your walk with Christ. We'd love to connect with listeners on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Concordia Pub. Visit cph.org for more resources to grow deeper in the gospel.